Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Getting rolling here from the Odyssey Palace Studios, San Diego, California, on San Diego's number one sports talk station. Chris Ella, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Matt Scraby together. And we were all supposed to be in Toronto today, guys. It's the opening day of the World Series. And, I think we all thought we had a shot to get there. Well, we know Tony would have been there had there been a game. Scrave, you and I would have been questionable at best. But,
I would have.
You would have forced your way
to make my way out there.
Forced your way north of the border. Yeah, I mean, this is the day, but instead, of course, it's the dreaded Dodgers. And in case you're wondering, and don't have a Fox television screen at your fingertips, it is officially 3 hours and 16 minutes before Shohei Ohtani's next at bat. So
I really hope we don't see it. See another one of these things,
one of those,
I'm going to lose my
mind. He's coming up.
I just put it up on the screen again. Three batters away.
I love that.
I hope they have like a new and improved version of it.
I hope they don't have it at all.
It is a kind of a rinky-dink version of it. That's great. Put that up there real quick again, Scraby. I mean, you look at it, it looked like some kindergartner drew a picture
of
it.
Well, that's like Fox.
Turned it into Fox
Sports. That's how they do the football, too. Like when someone scores a touchdown, it's a cartoon drawing of the person.
Can you change the three and make it 3:16 and start a countdown? So that
no.
We can keep... Oh, okay.
When you say 3:16... 16, I have to think of Austin.
Oh, I know. You're comparing to that.
No, it's stone cold, baby.
Yeah. By the way, the Blue Jays and their fans, I had forgotten all about this, but they certainly have a right to hang out some booze for Shohei Ohtani. Jays manager John Schneider reminding everybody, of course, that December of 2023, Shohei Ohtani was visiting and donning a Blue Jay hat. Mm. Making it look very much like he was quite interested in becoming a Blue Jay. Apparently, according to Schneider, they gave him all kinds of little Blue Jays goodies, including a sweater for Ohtani's dog. Ohtani accepted all
decoy?
The gifts.
Yeah. Decoy the dog?
Decoy the dog at a sweater.
Faces.
And, of course, Ohtani took it back with him south of the border. And never returned to Toronto, at least until tonight. So that's another little sidelight to Game 1 of the World Series tonight. And it'll be Blake Snell going up against the youngster Trey Yesavage. And I know Yesavage has pitched great, and maybe he'll pitch great tonight. But, I mean, I think right there is the biggest difference between these two franchises. You've got one guy who started the season in single A. The other guy has... 2 Cy Young Awards, and is pitching as well as anybody ever has in the postseason. So how will it go find out a little after 5 o'clock. Tony Gwynn Jr.
Hesso.
I know you wanted to be in Toronto. You thought you'd be there.
Wait, hold on. What did you just say? Yes, so
I'm not quite sure. Yeah, I just moved on from that one.
It's going to be one of these Fridays.
Oh, I have a feeling, yeah.
Just by...
First, I appreciate you trying to move on from that.
Yeah, I wasn't sure where that went. It was
hello,
a combination.
Hello, yes, sir. One of those two.
Right, combination.
Kind of put it together.
Okay, I've done it.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Great. But yeah, I always have a little, you know, disappointment and a tinge on a day like this. You know, when I felt like my team could have been there, I think about it. Hey, it's the World Series. Today would have been the day, but it's not. And so, you know, Padres will take another shot at it next year. And I guess the best news of all, although I know people don't want to hear this today, is the fact that this franchise has shown that it will have a chance to do this again, you know, get there next year.
Yeah.
And that was not something that was always guaranteed us with the Padre franchise. But anyway, they got a lot of offseason things to take care of. So will the World Series be a coronation or a competition, Tony? I know you're hoping for competition.
I think it's going to be a competition. I do. The run that the Dodgers starting rotation has been on has been incredible.
1.43, I believe, is the starters' ERA in the postseason. Something really low like that.
Yeah, and these guys that are on the bump for them are relatively fresh compared to the other side. But I just feel like at some point, you know, they're going to give it. They're going to not pitch at the level that they're pitching, even if that's still pretty good. I think the Blue Jays can make this a series. I like their offense. Out of the offenses that were remaining to go up against the Dodgers, I think the Blue Jays have the best shot.
Well, they put up a lot of runs,
a ton of runs
this year, and they also get good news because Bo Bichette not only on the roster for the World Series, but in the lineup and batting cleanup tonight.
I have lots of questions.
You have some questions about that, yeah? Because yesterday we were thinking, it didn't even look like he can make it.
Right, we thought that yesterday, and earlier today I heard that for those who have seen him out running, he doesn't look 100% healthy. But if you're going to play him, he has to play the field because if you have to move him to DH, that kind of moves.
Then you take somebody out.
Springer has to now play the field. We don't know how his knee is.
Yeah.
So if he's going to be on the roster and not or and in the lineup, he's going to have to play defense. And I just have a lot of questions on this turf, on, you know.
Well, you know, yeah, I apparently they think that 90% of his bat is better than 100% of Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
Yeah.
So in that regard, they'll have another bat in the lineup. Toronto also, we can go through the lineups later, but Toronto has a couple of right-handed bats in tonight. Schneider will be in left field rather than Lucas, and they're giving the start to Miles Straw in right field, a right-handed hitter, instead of Barger, the rookie. So, anyway, Dodgers and Blue Jays, game one tonight. The NBA thing, you know, it's day two now of this NBA story. And I guess the only nugget I saw today was, somebody's reporting now that Kevin Garnett was at one of the nefarious poker games. So, you know, look, a lot of names are going to just start coming up. There's guys that I will tell you, Tony, if any of this is legit, right, and any of this has happened, you know, really happened, and there are things that haven't come out yet, imagine how nervous you would be as a human being about now. And names are going to come out, and that stinks because a lot of people are going to get hurt in the collateral damage.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're starting to see different sides speak on it. I know Chauncey Billups and his representative finally spoke sometime last night. He completely denies any involvement. I thought Jaylen Brown's
comments today
were not telling. They were interesting. He's questioning the NBA, as we have all been kind of saying about all of the major sports, right? Are you having these discussions in a way that is beneficial, since you are going to open up the doors to gambling? And one of the things Jaylen Brown was quoted to say, he said he doesn't think the NBA is doing enough to protect players
from issues surrounding sports betting. He said, and I'm quoting, they're like, you make X amount of money or XYZ, and you should be able to deal with the extra negativity, the people approaching you about the parlays. It creates a negative discourse around the game and players when people have money involved. It's leading to situations that we can avoid if more conversations were had right now. And he goes on to say, I don't think once for my con, because remember, he's directly involved with the union. I don't think once from my conversations with the union that the NBA has been like, how can we protect players more with this environment that we're in? There's been little to no conversation around it. It's all about, a lot of times, how can we increase business and increase revenue? I don't think we're having enough conversations about what is the aftermath or the consequences that some of this stuff has. And so, you know, you're starting to see some of the players that are kind of thinking big picture moving forward. What are we going to do to kind of stymie this kind of deal that's happening right now?
Well, and that's a direct opposite, I believe, from what you told us yesterday about Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
So much so that you even, you know, there was an interview last night on TMZ. By the way, TMZ is my legit news source. I think people still think that that's kind of a joke news. Check out TMZ. I'm telling you, it's about as honest as you're going to get in this day and age. Anyway, they had an interview with a guy straight out of the mafia who was pulled out of jail.
I believe it was the Frankie, or what's his name? Is it Frank?
Oh, boy. He had a name like
Frank's
a mafia.
In the back.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, it's the same. I saw the video. It's the same guy. Yeah. That used to come speak to us.
That's right.
During
That's
spring
what I was
training.
Preferring to is that this is the guy that Major League Baseball, you know, brought and talked to every team in Major League Baseball about how this happens, how you can get drawn in. A lot of people are wondering, how could anybody such as Chauncey Billups, a man of that stature, even be drawn into something like this? And that, you know, you need to learn that as an athlete, as a coach, to be wary of the signs.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, the NBA wasn't doing that for these guys.
As things often happen, right? As the world changed around you, right? The mafia looked maybe a little different in the 80s and 90s and 2000s and how they were going about it. It probably looks different. So this gentleman who's speaking on it probably has just about as much insight as anybody in terms of how that ends up, how you end up getting dragged into this type of stuff.
I would think so, Tony. But anyway, day two of this, and obviously everyone will all be keeping an eye on, you know, how this moves going forward. But I texted you guys this morning. It all leads to one of the most incredible coincidence statistics I think I've ever heard. Ernie Johnson was the guy who read this last night on the great NBA post game. And if you watch some of the games last night, one of the big performances yesterday was Aaron Gordon of the Nuggets scored 50 points in that loss to the Warriors. In that game, Aaron Gordon made 10 three-pointers. That is the most ever made in a season opener by any player in NBA history, except it had happened one other time. Wait for it. The only other player ever to do it was Terry Rozier. That is incredible that could happen.
It all happens
on
last
that
night.
Day.
Yeah.
When he is arrested, this all comes out, and Ernie Johnson read it, and he threw his paper up in the air. He's like, that's too hard to believe. But that's true, apparently. Yeah. So, yeah, Terry Rozier, you know, still really has been a pretty good player. He's a double-figure scorer. We've kind of talked about him as an afterthought. He's been a pretty good player. The Miami Heat, by the way, all their players said what I think they should say, which is, we got his back. He's our brother, and that's what you do. I don't care, you know, right or wrong, you stick with him. And of course, if anything is ever proven, you can change the way you're tuned.
Right.
But for now, they're behind him. He has said, you know, no wrongdoing for his part. All right.
If Chris was ever involved
yeah, you'd give up on me. Yeah, you'd forget about me.
If he was ever involved in like a backroom betting scandal, I would be like
rolling right under the bus.
I'm immediately putting out a video saying I never liked the guy. guy. He was always offensive.
That makes about perfect sense.
Yeah. Well, you and my wife would probably be in the same boat there while I was rotting in jail. So I get it. All right. We are underway. Happy to be with you. We got a good Friday. Kirk Kenny on the road, I'm sure, getting us ready for tomorrow's Aztec football game. And, truly a huge event here in town. Of course, Sunday evening at 6:30, SDFC plays its first ever postseason soccer match. Mark Wiebe from MLS analyst Apple TV will be joining us in the 3 o'clock hour to get us ready for the SDFC Portland match. In the meantime, some World Series stuff, some revelry, countdown, Daily Gambit, Chris versus the fans, Gwen and
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Chris.
Yes, indeed. 2:19 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby.
He's already on my case.
We got a, yes.
I already messed up.
1-0.
I need a
actually, 1-1-0.
I need a point sounder for when we update the points, so I'll get one, I think, over the weekend.
Okay.
Here, I'll do this.
Oh, come on.
Because it's taking the show.
That'll be the whole show.
Every time that we update the points, so far, Chris has a point, and now I have a point.
And just for those who may not have been listening to our show, what is a point for?
A point is when you make a mistake on the show. For you guys, it's for getting reads. For me, it's supplying false information or just making a mistake.
With that being said, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by IHOP. Introducing the IHOP value menu where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day. Where else can you get a big, filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plate with the $6 IHOP value menu. Available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations.
So I forgot a read. People might be wondering, what did I forget?
Yeah,
so I'll just tell you, remind everybody.
You sound very excited about it.
I am. The biggest fan contest is coming back. Monday, November 3rd. That's next Monday. Not this one, but the one after. Anyway, grand prize, you win it, will be a night in the Odyssey Suite You'll get 20 tickets to the game. You and your friends can watch a Padre game from our suite with the whole staff of our radio station. We haven't discussed whether or not you can ask for somebody not to show up.
I mean, yes.
Yeah, I want to go, but I don't want Chris Ello there. I get it. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. And make sure you start listening or continue listening. Starting November 3rd, we'll announce a name each day, 9 a.m., 1 o'clock, and then during our show at 5:30 for your chance to qualify. So all you got to do is get signed up. Go to 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. And we should really quickly cover Scraby's Scrooby.
Yes, yeah, we definitely need to do that.
I announced that Mark Wiebe is the MLS analyst coming on from Apple TV.
Yeah.
I did that because that's what Scraby wrote down that his name was.
Yep.
Apparently, it is not his name. So apologies to Andrew Wiebe.
Yes.
He'll be coming on in the 3 o'clock hour to get us ready for the
soccer
match.
Today has been something.
Where did that come from? What show was that?
Price is Right.
Price is Right. All right, there you go.
Today has been something.
Already?
Oh yeah. Today was.
Oh, he was. He was out road raging earlier today.
Well, I mean, it took me an hour and 10 minutes to get from Encinitas to Kearney Mesa today. That was ridiculous.
Was that because of bad driving or a lot of cars?
It was because of 30 minutes extra traffic.
Nosy people is what it sounds
like.
Yeah,
it was a stalled semi that caused 30 minutes of traffic.
Wait, what?
A stalled semi.
I've never seen that before.
I know, right?
I have to stop and look for at least 5 minutes.
What do they call them? Rubberneckers?
Rubberneckers.
Unbelievable. You're right about that.
30 minutes. I'm not kidding. 30. And you know what's the worst part? Is I usually go to Manchester to get on the freeway, but today, for whatever reason, I decided to go the other way.
Played yourself.
And it really, it cost me.
You played yourself.
Also, I went to go pick up dog food today, and Lucky needs a very specific brand of dog food.
All right.
And he's got the best poop in town.
Okay.
Because of the dog food.
That's great.
It wasn't on the shelf. So someone came over and asked if I needed help. And I said, yes, do you have this brand dog food? They said, I think we do. I'll go check in back. I was standing there for 7 minutes.
Had your watch going?
No. Like when a few minutes went by, I was like, what time is that? I need to get to work. 7 minutes. Would you guys have left? I thought she left me.
Maybe it took that long to get your special food that wasn't on the
show. She said it was right on the in the back.
Maybe she was wrong.
I am not having today.
Well, good thing you didn't drive with me, because just before I pulled into my parking spot today at work, I had to wait an extra minute or two.
Oh, yeah.
Young lady took 3 tries to get back in.
Come on!
Yes. And I had to wait. She kept going back, misfiring, and then moving forward. Right in front of me, and then doing it again.
Did she ever look at you and be like, I'm so sorry, I stink at driving?
Of course not.
No, because she's an entitled backer-upper.
That's right.
We're going to go back into this NBA story to get into some of the specifics. Scrape, you might be able to help me with this. In the illegal poker game.
Oh, yes, know a lot
case,
about it.
he probably sets one up himself.
This is the one that allegedly Chauncey Billups is caught up in. No, he's not allegedly. He is caught up in it. Allegedly, he did some of the things that we're about to talk about.
Enough so that he's been arrested for it.
Right. So this wasn't your typical poker table, huh, Scrape? This was some very 007 type
job. Yes, it was. Before you tell us how he and his people were apparently cheating, how do you know this?
Because I was reading a couple articles that were explaining the press release that the FBI sent out or whatever provided the information.
I love some of the made-up code names that the FBI came up with for some of these.
Oh, well, it's like Conspirator 8.
I'm talking about like calling Chauncey Billups. He was like
he's the face card.
Yeah.
And Chauncey Billups' whole thing in this, allegedly, is that he got people into these games. And so he was a part of the fix because they had an x-ray table so that someone is monitoring off-site the cards face down on the table, and so they can see, and then they radio it back or whatever it is to the person sitting at the table. And the person sitting at the table, if the mark, not me, the mark has better cards.
If you had the loot, they would have come searching
for
you,
dog. I'm sure they would have.
They would have found you.
If the Mark had better cards, they would touch one color chip. And if someone at the table that could win had better cards, they would touch another color chip. So basically what it was, Chauncey Billups got these rich guys.
Allegedly.
To play poker with a bunch of celebrities.
He was the draw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the draw. Come play poker with Chauncey Billups.
This poker game is safe.
Yeah.
Chauncey Billups is there. He certainly wouldn't
be. Yeah, he's the coach of the Trailblazers.
He's the guy.
So that's what Chauncey Billups is accused of, because the people that they brought in never had a chance to win.
But Tony brings up a really good point. Because it came out today that Kevin Garnett, allegedly, was one of the guys who played in one of these games. As Tony said, why would Chauncey Billups endanger his own guy, a basketball player, by bringing him into one of these games? That is diabolical if that's what they're alleging.
I have a theory.
Diabolical.
I have a theory. Tony, would you like to go first?
No, I don't have a theory.
The theory is that because they didn't do this at every game, it was when they could talk a rich person into coming to play poker with them. Like, they didn't...
So you think Kevin Garnett was just at a regular night?
Yeah, he took part in an illegal poker game, but he didn't take part in being cheated.
That's your theory.
That's my theory, is that he was a part of the illegal poker game.
He just showed up on one of the
off
days.
He was in a legit...
Okay.
We'll see. A lot of this stuff is very, very questionable in my mind. The Rozier stuff is one thing. The Billups thing, I'm going to need some really good proof, only because this would not move the needle as much if it weren't for the name of Chauncey Billups. And he is not implicated in anything that is the NBA wow.
Right.
To us, cheating at poker is something you've got to be careful.
especially with the mafia.
Especially at a game that's not sanctioned.
Yeah. So you got to be careful. But if you're, the Rozier stuff is legit something I'm worried about. I feel a lot like Billups' name is brought up here as a way to get headlines.
Yeah.
And I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm right. But. Right. You know, there's a lot of stuff that has to come out here.
Yeah,
so
we'll let this one breathe. And trust me, I don't know if we're got much choice. This is probably going to be in the news.
We won't know anything till December of 26 100%. On stuff like this.
All right, we're off to a good start. Yeah. Kirk Kenny, who I believe is actually en route to that place up north.
Yes, don't say it.
No. We won't. We're going to follow Sean Lewis and his staff's lead on this one. We'll talk to him next. Get ourselves prepared for the 12:30 matchup tomorrow. Aztecs team up north. Gwen and Chris when we return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Anybody else notice last night the Chargers team that used to be here was wearing our San Diego Charger
the full Navy.
But with the full Navy, yeah, with the pants. We never did that in San Diego, but we did wear that Navy helmet. The uniform, or, I'm sorry, the end zones were from the era of when the Chargers played here, but they couldn't give it to us fully. They had to put white numbers on the helmets, which were never
seen
in San Diego. Because they had to make it something, I think, a little different, because they didn't want to make
That's stupid.
Full respect to San Diego.
Because it made the helmet look ugly. Just having the numbers on there ruined it for me.
Yeah, so it also made me root harder against them.
but it didn't help.
It
didn't work.
That was a boring game.
I'm going to tell you, I said it before the game, your coach, Kevin O'Connor, you're never going to come to that stadium again. They've been blown out now by both the Rams last year in the playoffs.
He's taking a lot of heat for
last night.
Keeping Carson Wentz in the game.
Who do they want to come in?
The backup. I mean, Carson Wentz. At a certain point, he couldn't even move his left arm. Isn't that harming the team?
I thought Carson Wentz just kept talking his way into the game, and he's a gamer, and now people are criticizing. I mean, that you want your quarterback. He didn't have much else to go.
No, you don't, Chris. You want him to be like, I'm done.
Yeah. Well, I understand in the case of Carson Wentz, he's been cast aside so many times, he doesn't want this to be the last time he's on
the
football field.
Right, he's trying to hang in there. Kevin O'Connell could have put himself in and probably done just as well the way the Vikings were playing last night. So it was not a good performance at all by Minnesota. All right, Kirk Kenny's going to join us here, but before he does, oh my goodness, hang on. Don't go anywhere.
Listen to all the thumbing.
That's right. All guests on the 97.3 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys. They help good people regain control of their futures when charged with a crime. Since 2010, visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. While we wait for Kirk Kenny, we'll have him in a minute. Happiest birthday out there to
Mudcat!
A guy who makes us laugh, right? I mean, he does. That's what you know him differently, Tony. We see him through the TV mostly. I mean, I am lucky enough to know him also a little, but I appreciate Mark Grant because he makes us laugh.
I think
it's a long season and we need a laugh. And I love listening to you, Mudcat. So happy birthday out there.
I think that anybody who is around Mudcat for any bit of time probably feels the same exact
way. He's going to make them laugh.
He is literally like one of the greatest human beings ever.
Best guy ever.
Honestly.
One of the things about Mud that I love is that he always makes a point in an effort to say hi to me, which not a lot of people do that. So thank you, Mud.
That is something that we're going to have to work on him about.
About making a point to see me?
I mean, what is he doing?
Stop wasting
your
time.
If he's in the room and I'm in the room.
Giving up valuable minutes in your life.
If he's in the radio booth and I'm in the radio booth, he always says, "Hey, Scraby, how's it going?" and shakes my hand, and I appreciate that.
That is nice. Mudcat pitched for the Padres, as many probably remember, but some may have not. Remember now, pitched with the Padres 1987 to 1989, won 17 games in those three seasons, had a 3.98 ERA. He also pitched for the Giants, the Braves, the Mariners, the Astros, and the Rockies during his career. Give up.
I just know Mud was at that young age.
Yeah,
had to be like one of the funnest teammates to be around.
Oh well, I mean, just the video of him impersonating the umpires is one of the funniest videos. By the way, your dad, I looked it up, 5 at bats against Mudcat, 1-for-3, a triple and 2 walks.
Mudcat was scared.
There you go.
Huh? He was scared.
Scared of your dad. He didn't want to face it. Scared of your dad.
Kirk is in the place where I was earlier, and he sounds much calmer than I was.
Oh, in the traffic jam?
Yes, he pulled over because of the traffic jam.
Oh, man.
He sounds much calmer than I did.
You know, Kirk, they don't have those kinds of traffic jams when you're in a flight. You know, I'm just telling you. the airplane soars over all of that stuff.
I'm trying to get through Beat LA, and it's beating me right now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you got the message from the staff that we got. I'm sure you did, Kirk. But they won't even allow themselves to say the name of the school they're playing Saturday. They're looking at this as a big game, big rivalry game, us against them. And be honest, I kind of like that attitude. You're going on the road. It's going to be a tough game, and Sean Lewis and his guys want his guys properly focused.
Yeah, it's been fun. I did a story the other day on the team trying to play the team up north and their focus on that. It's funny, from the moment about that Sean Lewis got hired, he refuses to say the F word, and he's been saying the team up north, since that moment. And I even went back and looked. In the spring, he was saying that. In the summer, the players, they kept saying the team up north, and that's kind of when I started cluing into that. And I guess they have a swear jar if somebody happens to say it, but one of the players said nobody so far has made a mistake yet.
Man, so it's running pretty deep on this roster.
I think isn't that weird, Tony? You've been on too many teams, but something like that can kind of galvanize everybody, as silly as it seems.
Kirk, did you get to the bottom of how he got here? I mean, obviously it goes back quite a bit of ways. It's clearly with intent. I mean, what is behind this?
Well, he played at Wisconsin, so in the Big Ten, there's all kinds of rivalry games, and Ohio State calls Michigan the team up north. And then when he was the head coach at Kent State, they called their rival the team down the road, and I asked him, who was that? And he goes, you can Google it. He wouldn't say the word. it turns out it's Akron.
They were the team down the road. Okay?
He said, you can Google it.
Well, I like it. So he's been into this. I love it.
He would not say it.
Kirk, what do you, as we go into this matchup against Fresno, obviously, this is probably one of the bigger tests the Aztecs have had this season. How do you see this matchup kind of shaking out? Both teams' strength, where do you see the Aztecs may have the advantage?
Well, both teams always play each other really well, and that's where I think it does get kind of cranked up for the rivalry. But what's interesting is Fresno State's coming off a 49-21 loss to Colorado State, which San Diego State beat by 30 points and really had a time with. So it's going to be interesting to see which Fresno State team we see. Now, in that game, they got behind like 35-7, so kind of took them away from their running game, which I think they want to be able to run the ball. Their quarterback's really good. It's Kurt Warner's son, E.J. Warner.
Oh, that's right.
He's passed for more than 10,000 yards his career. He was at Temple and Rice before transferring here. But in that game, he struggled. He had 3 interceptions and also fumbled away a ball that was returned for a touchdown. So if he's on the mark and the way the Aztecs have been playing, it could be a really good game.
Sounds like a good matchup, too. I mean, if you're a guy that just threw three picks in the last game, every game's different. But the Aztecs are probably one of the last teams you want to see. I mean, because they've been stepping in front of passes all year long on that defense, and turnovers have been a big key for San Diego State. Kirk, we talked about it a little bit, because they've had 2 weeks off, but this offense and how it started to roll, especially after, stubbing their toes for the better part of the, September, I would say. Even when they beat Cal 34-0, be honest with you, I thought it was mostly the defense that did that. But, man, when they came up with these last two games, putting almost 90 points on the board, everything's clicking. So what changed, or did Sean Lewis's message just start to get through?
One thing is, even at Nevada, they had a punt return for a touchdown and an interception return for a touchdown. But against Colorado State, it was all offense in the first half. And, in fact, the offense continued to really spark last week. I think a lot of it, you trace it to quarterback Jaden Denegal. He's been passing over the last four games during this winning streak. He's been passing, completing 77% of his passes. And I think they've made him get more successful with maybe some easier routes to connect with. And then they'll take their shots upfield, and they've hit some long passes on top of that. And I just think he's gained so much confidence over the last few weeks with everything he does. And I think that's been really key to this resurgence in the offense.
I mean, talk to us a little about Jaden's personality. I had the opportunity to sit with him a couple of nights ago at one of the Aztec dinners as some of the upperclassmen try to figure out where they want to go beyond sports. And just sitting there talking to him, he just seems like a fun-loving, kind of playable guy. He's quiet. But once you got him talking, he certainly, you can see his personality. How does his personality resonate with that offense? Obviously, the quarterback is usually kind of the leader of the pack. Does he? It seems like he has those qualities to get that offense to kind of follow him.
Well, I think one thing he can start with is he can hold out a championship ring from playing at Michigan.
Yeah,
wasn't the starting quarterback, but he was the backup, and he was around that atmosphere. He knows what it takes to get to the top and be on top. So I think you start with that. He showed when he transferred in the spring that he was a guy that could lead them down the field, and I think he immediately brought a sense of confidence among his peers, and I think that's really resonated with him. He also, like you said, he does have some fun-loving personality. They play music during practice, and he always is kind of doing a little bit of a dance as he takes the practice field. So he's very comfortable in his own skin, and I think he just enjoys himself and what he's doing.
Kirk Haney is with us, pulled over to the side of the road. If you are listening to the show and are an emergency response vehicle, pay no attention to Kirk Kenny over there. He's busy doing an interview.
I'm next to Echo Park, which my wife says is not the greatest neighborhood, but it does have a beautiful little lake here.
The lake is nice, but I've never seen it up close. It's that tough of a neighborhood, I'll be honest with you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it's still light out and...
It's a tough spot. Kirk is with us, Aztecs and Fresno State. Okay, I hopefully I'm ahead of the game here, but I understand how, you know, crazy, silly, hopeful this all sounds. But they're 5-1. They beat Fresno State. Hawaii, I think, is a good test. It's on the road. Boise State's obviously a high profile game. If you win that, you're getting them at home. You might get Boise State again in a championship game. So you know what I'm saying, Kirk. If they go 12-1, is there any hope in hell that they would that they could make the playoff? Like, I mean, it just seems so crazy to me, but you know, I'm thinking about it.
Well, I mean, the five conferences get automatic berths, so the key is going to be, is the fifth one the Mountain West or is it the American? And right now, the American teams are trending a little bit higher. And so, but what I think it would all come down to, and there's so much, obviously, that would have to fall into place. You know, for one thing, you have to be the conference champion.
Right, right.
But what they would need is an upset in the AAC where, say, a team with three losses beat the team that has one.
Oh, I see.
And then that
knock
would knock
them
out
of the championship. Yeah, okay.
Right,
all right.
Right.
Well, I'm going to root for it.
ESPN had something that said they give the Aztecs 1% chance. So, you know, if someone say, well, so what you're saying is there's a chance.
Yeah, 1%.
There is.
Well, hey, this time last year, there was certainly zero chance. So
now, Kirk, there's some availability questions for the Aztec. Jacob Bostic, Christian Washington, both listed as questionable. It sounds like their status is going to be updated closer to game time. I mean, what kind of loss if you're without those guys? I know Brady Anderson has to sit out the first half because of targeting ejection. How much of a loss is it missing those guys if indeed they don't have them in this matchup?
They've definitely been significant contributors, but one thing nice about the offense this year is each position group has multiple guys that have been effective and can make a difference. So, you know, you want to have all hands on deck, but at the same time, they have other guys that can shine. And I think, I don't think they would be too dependent on just those two guys. I think there's others that can kind of pick up the slack.
12:30 kickoff tomorrow. That's always a bit of a challenge for football teams. I've been with I travel with the Aztecs, quite a bit there for years. And some of those games that start at noon, 12:30, you end up getting up really early, you know, to make sure you have your breakfast and get whatever you need to get ready and over to the stadium for the game. It's their first one of those this year, is it not, Kirk?
They played midday against Northern Illinois. One thing that's different now is Aztecs practice in the morning. So they're on the field at like 8 in the morning.
Okay.
So this is like midway through their day, and I think this will be in their wheelhouse as opposed to almost with all those 7:30 starts. It's almost like you're sitting around waiting and waiting and waiting, and to me that's almost worse.
All right. Well, yeah. Well, hopefully they'll play a little better than they did at Northern Illinois, even though they won that one. But as a fan, we have to worry about everything.
I think the other thing is it's actually West Coast time. It's actually Pacific Standard Time as opposed to playing a 12:30 on the East Coast.
I remember them.
It's 9:30 here. So yeah,
those were tough. All right, Kirk, have fun. As much fun as you can have in traffic at downtown L.A.
It's a tough spot to be in traffic, too.
Yeah, it is, man.
At 249.
Like the phrase that comes to mind is no way out. You're just not going anywhere. So, all right, Kirk.
Appreciate you, Kirk.
I just keep pointed north and hope I get where I'm going.
Yeah, eventually you'll arrive.
Best bet, buddy.
All right, have fun up there.
Thanks, Kirk.
Tell everybody hello. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
There he goes. Kirk Kenny going on up to that city up north. I like that.
I do too.
That is the kind of stuff that guys rally around. Yeah, I know it sounds silly to the outside world, but
I don't care if it's manufactured or not.
Exactly.
Sometimes you just got to make it up.
Yep. And a lot of times that works.
Yep.
All right.
So I think about the, you guys remember the movie The Program?
Oh, I love that movie.
You remember the middle linebacker, Mac, that was just making up things about the running back
so he could find
a way to give him snot bubbles?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I haven't thought about that movie in forever.
Great sports flick.
What was the quarterback's name? Gosh, it was such a college football quarterback name.
I got to look that up right now.
Look it up.
Yeah.
I don't remember it either. While you're doing it, some of the other college football tomorrow, UCLA, which has been red hot. What you got?
Sorry, go ahead, Chris.
UCLA will play at Indiana. I've never seen Indiana ranked second before, and that's because they haven't ever. This is the highest Indiana's ever been. Go ahead.
So I didn't interrupt you. Joe Kane.
Yes. That's right.
That's a college football name.
If you're going to write a movie, you better come up with some good names.
Joseph Kane.
Yeah, that's perfect. UCLA, Indiana, I'm looking forward to a little bit. Ole Miss, Oklahoma. It's a matchup of top 15 teams tomorrow. Some of the other, I think LSU could be lying in wait at home for Texas A&M tomorrow night. So, anyway, another big Saturday of college football. But I think all of us, I know I'm going to be focused on 12:30 tomorrow.
Yes.
I don't normally do this, but I think we should because the games can be on any channel. So for Aztec fans looking for it, FS1.
Ooh, I get to see this one.
Is your telecast channel tomorrow.
Ooh.
Is that good for you?
Yeah, because CBS Sports changed.
Oh, that's
package,
one you don't have?
And so I don't have CBS Sports Network anymore.
Mm. Well,
because they wanted me to pay more, and I only watch it for Aztecs basketball or football.
Yeah, that, you know what? That's pretty much all I watch it for, but they have enough games on there that it's in my package
because
they get a lot of games on that
channel.
That's
how they try to get you, too.
Yeah. This one will be on FS1 tomorrow at 12:30. I'm looking real quick. They always do this, too, though. Northwestern, Nebraska, 9 a.m. on FS1. That game is destined for triple overtime so that the Aztecs won't come on.
Right.
They do that all the time, too.
The funny thing is, it's not really funny, but when you're on a CBS type deal, if the game before it pushes, there's no alternate channel they're going to put the state game on. You're just going to have to wait until that game's over.
You have to wait till they start. And then they put the little score box up in the corner what's happening in the game? 100%. I go crazy. Stuff like that.
Gonzo in the chat said that there were some pretty angry Chargers fans about the uniforms last night.
The fact that they even wore them dissed them by putting the helmet on?
No one cares about the helmet, I don't think.
They care about them wearing the uniform?
Yes, the colors and the scheme and all that stuff.
I just think they should ever wear those ever again. Those should be San Diego only.
I
kind of agree.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know why I agree?
You can agree all you want.
Because Dean Spanos and co. shunned San Diego, didn't want anything to do with Chargers fans. And now all of a sudden, hey, we're going to make a uniform that looks like something that we wore when you played in San Diego. Oh, now all the Chargers fans are going to come back. No!
They never, listen, I don't know that they made any bones about rebranding or anything.
I think they were trying to pay tribute to the days in San Diego, but as usual, they missed anyway because they gave us white numbers on the helmets, which we never had.
I don't think that's the big deal.
It's
the color scheme and logo, and that's San Diego Chargers stuff.
I just want to point out, typically Madden kind of gives away what's happened. They've had those uniforms in their little stash since they've been there.
Really?
I know that because you could wear them on the Madden game. So I don't know why everybody's that upset about it.
Here's how ridiculous. How long they've been there? 2016?
Yeah.
I can look. There's a website that has a picture of every uniform ever worn. I can see how many times they've worn it.
How many times
I'm curious. I'll check it out.
Okay.
ChrisElloUniforms.com.
I'm weird, but we already knew that. All right, did I get my read out of the way? Yes. Oh, no, I didn't.
Kenny, you got 10 seconds.
Kirk Kenny joined us, fan hotline. David P. Shapiro. DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Love that guy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.